Yes, picture this and never change on Today FM. It is Al Porter here. I'll be joining you this afternoon till 2:30. Hopefully cheering up your day. Loads of texts are flooding in on 53102 for all the songs that we loved as kids and continue to love as big kids today. So we will get to all of those. Lenny is scurrying around outside in the office trying to find all the clips on YouTube and Spotify and all the various sources you can get them from. Hello, Al and team. Could you wish my wonderful wife, Olivia Conlon, a 20th wedding anniversary with love from the hubby, Adrian Kelly, on the way to Athlone for overnight. Big fan, thanks. Adrian, I can, of course. 20 years, my God. Well, you better have a great celebration, Adrian. I'm 1 year with my boyfriend this weekend. Still trying to decide what to do for that. Now, from one great Irish bit of music to another. We have picture this just there, but joining me now in studio is a Corkman who is doing incredibly well. Now, let me just talk about this. The debut album, Wild, I think it's Ali, or maybe it could be Ali, but Wild Ali is out for a few months now, getting 4- and 5-star reviews. The Irish Times gave a huge 5-star review from just the two sets that were done, the Other Voices stage, Electric Picnic, with his fan base extending even further. This may be one of those mythical Electric Picnic gigs that hundreds claim they were in attendance at. When he starts to soundtrack serious moments in Netflix binge telly shows and takes to stages much bigger, we'll all say we were there. Well, he's already had one hit song featured on the ABC TV show Guilt. Who is it, Al? I can hear you saying, who is it? Well, his name is Owen French. He's a Cork man, but he's better known as Talos. How are you?
Not too bad, are you?
I'm very good. How was that for an intro?
That was, that's one of the better ones, yeah.
Well, I just thought that because when Pamela said to me, oh, you know, your man Talos is going to come in, I was like, oh, I've heard some of that, but I didn't know it, just how extraordinarily well you were doing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been mad, yeah, since April. You know, we've been kind of non-stop gigging since April, and the shows over the summer have been incredible, you know.
So, brilliant.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I can imagine. How was Electric Picnic? Have you recovered?
Just about. Yeah, we're getting over it anyway.
did you camp?
No, B&B'd.
Oh, good man. Yeah, all right, just out in the town.
Yeah.
And your guitarist, sort of Alex, is with you here today.
Yeah,
hello,
he's
Alex.
There as well, yeah.
Does Alex come around with you all the time?
Alex is always there.
Yeah.
Alex is one of the staple kind of units in the group.
Fair. How do you know each other? Or are you just met through
literally
this?
Like we're only playing together a year.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I came back from traveling. I hadn't really played for a few years, and my brother Josh plays in the band as well. He's the drummer, and then I think the band was just looking to expand a bit more and become a bit more of a live outfit.
Yeah, so we were at like
shift a bit more air.
Yeah, we were kind of at like a three piece at that stage, and then I suppose it actually was down to the music that was being made. You know, the sound needed to kind of expand live.
Yes.
So Alex, like it kind of happened super easy. There's like three brothers in the band.
Oh,
so
right.
It's like, I can't really win a vote. Anyway,
it is a very like it's a great modern. It's a modern sound, like, I mean, it's of the moment. I mean, how would you describe it?
No, I'd like to think that, but at the same time, I would borrow from, you know, a lot of 80s stuff.
With the heavy synth and stuff.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, and I'd borrow from a lot of, like, Beach Boys and that kind of melody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would definitely look to the past. I would like to think that it's...
Some of it is kind of grand. It's big ideas.
It's expensive,
and big.
I suppose. Yeah. It is quite expensive.
Which means you could fill arenas with it.
Yeah, let's hope.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah,
but all the songs have millions of hits on Spotify and things like that.
Yeah, it's been a mad year, I think. It's been a pretty crazy year, which has been fun, you know.
And don't give me the PR answer, give me the real answer. How did the song get on the TV show? An ABC TV show, Guilt. I mean, it's huge.
I got a call from my manager and they said it was happening, and that's kind of as far as I kind of go with it.
People behind closed doors were knocking down.
Men in suits.
Isn't that incredible?
It's mad, yeah.
Because of that, would that be one of the most listened to tracks now off the album?
I can't really remember. I think there was one other show that picked up Your Love Is an Island, I think. And I think that's the most listened to one. I can't remember which one, but yeah, I assume that played a part anyway, yeah.
Yeah, now you have a new tour to tell us about, don't you? But don't tell me just yet.
No worries, go for it.
In case anybody's going, stop talking to him. I want to hear music. You will do a song for us, won't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, will you do In Time, maybe the one that we've been talking about?
Yeah, will I do that now?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, cool.
This is Talos, ladies and gentlemen.
echoes in the cascades of history. Faded love and then your war games. A sky release. I said our bodies on my long shore. This heavy whisper makes me more scared than anything. I was loved and now that love's lost. I know they'll never find us. We out amongst the madness. I feel free in time. Fall depths with me miles apart to light. So from this long draw, my twisted body, and a bind that you want to break. This house is covered by your blood spore. Don't give up what's taken. I hear there's wars worth making. I just leave in time. Four depths with me, miles apart. Take all our lips, all our mumbles, they are fable. Bind it all up and cast it all out into the light. And I sense all your omens, you are young and you are able. We drop from the sky and fill our lungs to feel alive.
Hear it for them. Tell us, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers.
My goodness. Sorry, I just went really loud there. I threw my fader up going, oh my God, here they are. Oh God, Pamela, we are big fans of Owen and the lads here.
Yes, mighty big fans.
When did you discover Talos?
A couple of months ago, and I was listening to the album on repeat, and I remember we were down in Clonakilty.
Yes.
doing the show from Inchidani.
Oh.
And the night before the show, I was listening to the album on repeat, and it inspired me to go see Swimmin the next morning in the rain.
That's it.
That's our homeland as well.
Yeah.
Somebody has texted in here, on Love Talis caught them at the picnic and was left absolutely speechless, Lorna and Ted.
Oh, sweet.
What a voice, said another texter. Did not expect that after hearing his nice, thick Cork lilt. Now, this I'm curious about, because as I look at you, and obviously I'm conscious that we're on the radio, but you're very handsome, very good looking, very jovial, big smile, laughing eyes, and that nice Cork accent, and then this haunting voice. Now, I don't want to go all parky on you, but there's a bit of sadness in that now.
I suppose there is. I mean, it's been a very kind of like personal endeavor, I suppose, and like the making of the album was quite kind of seclusive, I suppose,
right.
And I think I'd like to think that it holds kind of an optimism as well. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I suppose the nature of kind of going down that road, I suppose you are like touching on very kind of personal. And
why was it so personal?
Well, I suppose I believe that unless you really invest like your whole self into that or into what you're doing, I don't think people can kind of actually relate to it or attach to it. You know what I mean? I think you see dishonest music kind of straight away.
Yes.
That's kind of was my mantra from the start, you know, that to be as kind of, I suppose, naked as possible.
So is it autobiographical?
Yeah,
is
I would think so. It is, I suppose. Yeah.
And yes, yeah. And yet music wasn't going to be.
No, it well,
it wasn't going to be your career.
No, it wasn't. But I always loved it, you know. And I always made. I suppose I made music from a very young age, and then it was kind of just a decision that was made. Really, I came out of college and
were you going to LA to do something?
Yeah, I was moving to LA, and my girlfriend got sick, and it was either kind of stay here or go on my own, I suppose. And I decided to stay here, and Brendan, then my manager had suggested that I kind of work with Ian Ring in Cork and make my own kind of music, and that's kind of where it started.
Yeah.
Really. It was quite as simple as that, really.
That must have been, what age were you when your girlfriend got sick?
I think it was 24, 25.
Kind of a mature decision for a 25-year-old to have to make.
I suppose it was actually at the time, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was. But, you know, like, it was the right decision at this, you know, you look at it now and it makes sense, you know.
Yeah,
I suppose,
yeah.
You know, it was a weird thing at the time to decide to do it, because moving to LA was something that I always kind of wanted. I always wanted to live in America for a long time, and then I kind of trusted my gut as well, I suppose, you know.
Something tells me that you will be going to LA very soon, more and more often, for more and more Tonight Show appearances.
Yeah,
but something. Before we can't afford to see you, you're playing the Clonakilty Guitar Fest, aren't you?
Yeah, that's September 24th, I think, this Sunday night. And
tell me about your tour. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh yeah, we're doing St Anne's Church in Dublin, live at St Luke's in Cork, Roisin, Dove and Galway, Dolan's in Limerick, and then Connolly's of Leith.
And where can we find all this if we don't have a pen and paper in the car?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, we've website talos.com.
Perfect. Talos, TALOS, lads. Thank you so much, Owen, Alex.
Thanks, man.
Absolute
Cheers, man.
Legends. Let's Thanks hear from them. Hey! Now, this is a bit of a change in tone, but we're going into Blackstreet and No Diggity. A lot of you have been texting in with your kids' songs and stuff like that, and with praise for Talos. We will get to all your favourite kids' songs that you know and love on 53102 in just a little bit. You're listening to Today FM.
Drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Blackstreet. The homies got at me, collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down.